And welcome back. You're listening to Teller Life on TellerNetcast.com. I'm your host, Ryan Boldry, and today we have Pikes Peak Courier-View reporter Norma Engelberg speaking with Hank Cole and Sydney Del Bianco about the formation of a Pikes Peak chapter of Backcountry Horsemen of America.
I'm here with Hank Cole and Sydney Del Bianco, and we're talking about the Backcountry Horsemen Association and making a local chapter. So let's start with Hank. We're going to try to find out why you wanted a local chapter of Backcountry Horsemen.
Well, there's chapters all over the state of Colorado, but there's not one in the Pikes Peak region. Sydney and I had talked by coincidence about this because she was thinking about it, and I was thinking about it, and it came about because of our interest in the watershed program, which is opening up 13,000 acres from Highway 115 all the way to the Bison Reservoir, which will be open to horsemen and other recreational things. So we began to talk about why there's a need for us to have this up here. And it sort of progressed to the point that we contacted the National, and they were interested in us doing this chapter. So consequently, we've been working on and off on this project since late summer. The project is due because a lot of horsemen are not in a rodeo, and they're not in a gymkhana, but they like to ride